Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Swiss Ballpark for this week's hosting game between the Tacoma Rainiers, AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, and the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, your Salt Lake Bees. Tonight's game is presented by Western Governors University, covering all the bases when you earn your degree at a university that's online, accredited, and affordable. Western Governors University offers dozens of online bachelor's and master's degrees that fit your budget. Complete coursework anytime, anywhere, and advance through the courses as quickly as you master the material. Learn more at wgu.edu. Every Friday at Swiss Ballpark is a far better Friday. Ice cream, you scream. We also need four fires extra. Every Sunday is Signal Sunday, presented by University of Utah. You're reminded to apply sunscreen, wear pads and sunglasses, and stay hydrated. UofUL is the trusted healthcare provider for the Beats family and your family. Tuesday, September 19th is the final Swiss Family Night of the season. Purchase spell tickets for $20 and save 50%. On regular hot dogs and fountain drinks, courtesy of Smith's, low prices and market fresh. Purchase Smith's Family Night tickets by going online at slbs.com. Thursday, September 21st is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, featuring drinks for just $3.25. Grab a cold one, and remember, this club's for you, Tom. Operation Lexia reminds you that trains and cars don't mix. Never race a train to a crossing. Even if you tie, you lose. Kids can line up on the left field berm to ride the Operation Lifesaver train free of charge. Coors Light invites you to register to win a Salt Lake jersey and cap if you are the designated driver. Please stop by our guest services booth and register to win. Brought to you by Coors Light. As an official sponsor of minor league baseball, Nationwide welcomes you back to the ballpark. To learn more about planning for the future and protecting the things that matter most, visit nationwide.com. The Bees Team Store is located on the concourse behind the ballpark, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Kenton Colony, officially licensed sports merchandise only at the Bees Team Store. Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbees.com. Learn about remaining games, promotions, theme nights, and the latest team and player news. slbees.com is your home for Bees Baseball. The board zone is now open on the left field berm. Board zone tickets include a general admission ticket and all-you-can-eat hot dogs, nachos, soft drinks, popcorn, and churros for $25. Purchase tickets online at slbees.com. Brought to you by your local field stores. Join us on Friday, September 22nd for this year's Go Go the Strikeout Child and Cancer Game. The evening will be dedicated to children who have experienced cancer, including those currently undergoing treatment. All proceeds will go to Childhood Cancer Research and Huntsman Cancer Institute. This season, Utah Toyota dealers are donating $1,000 to the Go Go to Strikeout Childhood Cancer Fund for every Salt Lake Bees home victory, helping to fund critical research at Huntsman Cancer Institute. So let's make every home game count racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
Number 28.
second and playing left field is number 9, Jared Gilman. Batting third is the right fielder, number 17, Zach DeLoach. Batting fourth and playing first base is number 21, Cooper Bubble. Batting fifth is the designated hitter, number 4, Taylor Joel. Batting sixth and playing center fielder is number 3, Adam Henkel.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where it's another beautiful day for baseball as the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Anaheim Angels AAA club, the Salt Lake Bees. Well, the Rainiers enter play today just one game out of first place. Round Rock in first place in the second half standings. The Rainiers one game back, tied with Las Vegas, and there are 15 games remaining in the Pacific Coast League regular season. So it's going to be a very tight race down the stretch. The Rainiers have quite a few road games left. 9 of the last 15 are on the road, including the final 3 here in Salt Lake City, plus 6 next week in Oklahoma City. So the Rainiers hoping to pick up some wins on the road. They got one here yesterday after dropping the first 2 games of this series. The Rainiers ended what was actually a 3-game losing streak with an 8-4 victory here last night, and that kept Tacoma just one game out of first. Our starting pitchers today, Darren McCacken's on the mound for the Rainiers, 6-6 with a 5.79 ERA. He'll be opposed by the Salt Lake left-hander Jake Kalish, who is 7-10 with a 7.48 ERA. Kalish has had 3 starts against the Rainiers this year. The first 2 were really good. And then the third time he faced the Rainiers, the most recent time, that was the game the Rainiers hit back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs. They hit 4 straight homers off Kalish the last time that they faced him. So we'll see what happens today. Jake Kalish out the hill for Salt Lake. Darren McCacken for the Rainiers. Should be a good one here in Salt Lake City, Utah. When we come back, we'll take a look back at last night's Tacoma Rainiers victory when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Right here is taking on Salt Lake tonight. Fourth game of this series and fourth game of the 12-game road trip. The Salt Lake series wraps up with another 5:35 start tomorrow and then an earlier game on Sunday, 12:05 Pacific first pitch Sunday afternoon. Yesterday, the Rainiers won 8-4. It was a 2-2 tie after 4 innings. And in the fifth, the Rainiers loaded the bases with one out using a single and a couple of walks. And then Zach DeLoach had a broken bat to two-run single. That put the Red Ears ahead 4-2. They never gave up that lead. Had really good relief pitching down the stretch from Diego Castillo and Riley O'Brien. Let's get to the starting lineups in today's game. We'll do that when the Red Ears pregame show continues in a moment.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Ears, who are 72-63 on the year. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for Tacoma and playing shortstop today is Ryan Bliss. Batting second, left fielder Jared Kelnick. Hitting third and playing right field is Zach DeLoach. In the cleanup spot today, the first baseman Cooper Hummel. Batting fifth, designated hitter Taylor Trammell. Hitting sixth and playing center field is Adam Engel. Robbie Tenorowicz will bat seventh. He is at third base. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Luis Torrens. And batting ninth, second baseman Riley Unruh. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken is 6-6 with a 5.79 ERA. The Salt Lake Bees are the Angels AAA club. They are 12 games under 500 at 61-73. Their manager is Keith Johnson. They're going to lead off with Zach Neto. Neto is at shortstop. Batting second, the third baseman, Michael Stefanik. Hitting third, designated hitter, Kevin Padlow. In the cleanup spot, playing first base is Jared Walsh. Hitting fifth, second baseman, David Fletcher. Jack Lopez will bat sixth. He's in left field. Hitting seventh, the right fielder, Orlando Martinez. Batting eighth, doing the catching is Zach Humphries. And hitting ninth, the center fielder, Jared Oliva. On the mound for the Bees, left-hander Jake Kalish. He is 7-10 with a 7.48 ERA. Umpires today, Matt Winter is behind home plate. Lou Williams, the crew chief, is at first base. And over at third, it's Sam Birch. Tacoma and Salt Lake in the fourth game of this six-game series. That's going to do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start here at Smith's Ballpark in high elevation, Salt Lake City, Utah. You often see very high scoring games here, but we've been spared for the first three nights of this series. The wind was only blowing out in the first game. Salt Lake won the first two games 7-6 and 7-5. Rainiers won yesterday 8-4. Ryan Bliss set to lead things off. Here we go. First pitch of the game from the lefty, Jake Kalish, and it is in there for a strike, and we are underway here in the SLC. Bliss has been a hot hitter. Had three more hits yesterday. Reached base five times last night. And the pitch from Kalish is in for a strike, and it's 1-1 now to Ryan Bliss. Kalish, a veteran lefty, veteran in the Pacific Coast League, that is. Now his 1-1 pitch to Bliss is taken up high for a ball, 2-1. Kalish first reached AAA with Omaha in 2017, and he's in his second season with the Bees. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, so the count's even now, 2-2. Kalish is a finesse lefty, and he relies on command. And if he has his good command, he's tough. 2-2 pitch, inside, ball three, full count. This year, Kalish has kind of struggled. Last year, he was one of the top starters in the league, and this year, it's been a different story. Here's his 3-2 pitch to Bliss, and it is chopped towards short on two hops. Neto fields it and fires to first to get Bliss, and there's the first out in the top of the first inning. Well, Bliss reached base in all five plate appearances he had yesterday. And the Bees must feel some sense of accomplishment retiring him right away today. So one out of the first, and now here's Jared Kelnick in his eighth rehab game for Tacoma. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Sounding more and more like the Mariners are going to activate Kelnick on Monday when they get home from this road trip that they're currently on, which is on the East Coast in Tampa right now. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. Kelnick on the rehab assignment, coming back from the fractured left foot. He's been out since July 19th. 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. But Kelnick's been a force for the Rainiers, 10 for 25 at the plate, hitting 400. And he belted his first home run on this rehab assignment on Wednesday. One ball, two strikes to Kelnick. Kalish working with catcher Zach Humphreys. His pitch is a breaking ball outside. 2-2. We're using the automated ball strike challenge system today, so that means the human umpire is calling the pitches. That's Matt Winter behind the plate. 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. They got Kelnick with a slider, and that's the second out at the top of the first inning. Now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach hitting 283 with 20 homers, 81 runs batted in. Now the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Deloach drove in three runs yesterday, hit the go-ahead two-run single in the fifth inning, and then also added a sacrifice fly in the ninth. So here's a breaking ball for a strike, and the count's even now, 1-1. Rainiers did a nice job of tacking on runs last night to add insurance. They got one in the eighth and two in the ninth to turn a one-run game into a four-run game. Sears went outside for a ball to Deloach. Good crowd filing in here on this Friday night in Salt Lake City. Next pitch to Deloach is fouled away. Counts even now, 2-2. Thank you. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, ball three. Kelnick flinched at it, but held up his swing. Deloach, the hitter. The 3-2 is outside, ball four, as that slider was just away. And Deloach will head down to first base. He walks on the full count pitch. And now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. So there's the first base runner of the game. Deloach, who is third in the league in walks, has now walked 79 times this year. Hummel, switch hitter, will bat right-handed against Kalish. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. 0-1 the count. Hummel blasted a homer here last night in the sixth inning, and it came as a right-handed batter. 0-1 pitch, swung on, line towards right, and that's going to get down for a hit in front of Martinez. Going to second and stopping is Deloach, and Hummel with a single to right. And Tacoma has something developing with two outs. Now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. So Hummel strokes a single to right. Here's Trammell, who's getting sort of a half day off today, just DHing instead of playing the outfield like he normally does. Recently he's been playing a lot of center. Left versus left situation. Here's the pitch from Kalish, and it is a fastball for a strike. Trammell, 1-for-5 yesterday, but drove in a run. Oh, one pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. This is a left versus left situation. One pitch outside, 2-1. Rainiers playing their second straight game without Jake Shiner, who has an injured index finger on his right hand. He's day-to-day, but it's been all wrapped up these last 2 days. 2-1 pitch. Bounced slowly back to the mound. Kalish off the hill has it, and he underhands to the first baseman Walsh for the putout. And that wraps up the top of the first inning. The Rainiers do not score. They had a hit, and there were two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Salt Lake coming to the plate.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, the Red Ears didn't score in the top of the first inning, and now the Salt Lake Bees come to the plate in the bottom of the first. And on the mound for the Red Ears today, right-hander Darren McCacken. And McCacken, I think it is 82nd career start for the Red Ears today, 23rd this year. He's 6-6. with a 5.79 ERA. And he has faced Salt Lake many times in his career. This is his 19th start against the Bees. 5-5 all time with a 4.55 ERA against these guys. And McCacken ready to face Zach Neto, the rehabbing Major League shortstop of the Angels. First pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time, and it's ball one. McCacken working with Luis Torrens behind the plate. Now the 1-0 is swung on and hit in the air to center field, shallow. Engel comes in, and he's there, and he makes the catch. Two pitches, one out at the bottom of the first. McCacken gets Neto to fly to center. And now Michael Stefanik, the league's leading hitter, comes to the plate. Stefanik is all but certain to win the batting title this year. He's got a 30-point lead, and he has enough plate appearances to qualify, so even if he gets called up right now, he's still going to be there in the end. So now the pitch to Stefanik is inside for a ball. Stefanik's hitting .361. Also leads the league in on-base percentage at .463. And a very tough hitter to strike out. McCacken's 1-0 pitch. Swung on and lined softly to second, where it's caught by Unroh. And there's out number two. So Stefanik retired. And two men are gone in the bottom of the first inning. Now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Padlow hitting .275 with 13 homers, 46 runs batted in. And the pitch to Padlow is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. Bees playing without their center fielder, Jordan Adams. He got summoned to the big leagues today by the Angels, who make transactions on a daily basis, it seems like. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. The Bees have a relief pitcher on his way back down from the Angels, Gerardo Reyes. He could theoretically, well, he's on the active list for tonight's game, so we could theoretically see him. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Ball with two strikes to the former Rainier Padlow. McCacken into his motion, and his pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers gave Padlow fits last night. He was 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. He did draw one walk. McCacken into his motion. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and lined the other way and into right field. A base hit fielded by Deloach, and Padlow has a two-out single. Padlow is on, first hit for the Bees. And here's Jared Walsh, who's looked rejuvenated these last 2 days, homering in each of the last two contests against Tacoma. On the year, Walsh hitting .213 with seven homers in a little over 200 plate appearances. Left-hand hitting first baseman. And McCacken's pitch is a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike one. No score, bottom of the first. Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, with its beautiful view of the Wasatch Mountain Range. Now the pitch is called a strike. 0-2 the count. And this park has something in similar with Cheney Stadium, in that from a lot of the seats you see a lot of green, a lot of trees here in Salt Lake City, which is not very common in the PCLs. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken fans Jared Walsh, and that closes out the bottom of the first inning. The Bees do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded, and McCacken gets his first strikeout. He's got a chance to reach the Tacoma all-time top three in strikeouts tonight. We'll follow that as the game progresses. On our way to the second, Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. I'm going to show you my steps for making the perfect radio ad. This one's about innovation refunds and the ERC. First step, be relatable. I like pizza and puppies. Two, cold hard info. The ERC is a tax credit for eligible businesses that kept employees on payroll in 2020 and 2021. So if you qualify, Innovation Refunds Network of Independent Tax Attorneys could help you claim it. Three, go to innovationrefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the second inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. Adam Engel will lead things off for the Raiders. And Kalish on the hill, the lefty. His first pitch to Engel is in there for a strike. Engel appearing in his first game of this series. He last played on Sunday at Cheney against Sugarland. Hit a double in that game. 0-1 pitch from Kalish is inside for a ball. The Rainier's center fielder tonight, Engel, has been missing a lot of time recently with a hand injury. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Rainier's a little beat up right now, a little shorthanded on position players, but still hanging in there. Now a swing and a ball hit into left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. So Engel with a leadoff single here in the top of the second inning. And now Robbie Tenorowicz will be the batter, second hit of the game for Tacoma. Tenorowicz playing third base with Shiner out, and he takes a strike at the knees, 0-1 the count. Tenorowicz hitting 220 with two homers, 333 on base percentage. Next pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch is a swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch from Kalish. What a two the count. Mentioned it in the pregame show, but let's revisit it now. The last time the Raiders faced Kalish, they hit four straight homers off him. First time I'd ever seen that from the Raiders. As here's a fly down the right field line towards the corner. And back is Martinez, and he makes the catch. And Tenorowicz is retired. One out, and now Luis Torrens is the batter. It was the fourth inning at Cheney. We had no idea what was about to occur. We went to the bottom of the fourth. It was a 2-1 game. The Rainiers had the lead. Kalish had retired four in a row going into the fourth inning. Zach Deloach led off with a homer to right. Adam Engel homered to left center. Mark Mathias homered to right. And then Sam Haggerty made it four in a row with a homer to left. Four batters, four homers. Series one inside to Torrens. And coming into that inning, Kalish had pitched 14 innings against Tacoma on the year and allowed only four runs. And then Whap, 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 whap. Four straight homers. So here's a pitch for a strike down to Torres. And that's been a big problem for Kalish this year. Not that he's allowing four homers in a row all the time. That's only happened once. But he has given up 30 homers this year in 123 innings. Runner goes. Here's a liner diving stop at third by Stefanik. And he throws out Torres at first base. Angle is safe at second, but that was a great play at the hot corner by Michael Stefanik, diving to his left, and he almost caught it on the fly. He short-hopped it into his glove. If he caught it on the fly, it would have been a double play, but a web gem nonetheless for Stefanik at third. So runner at second with two down for Riley Unruh. Unruh hitting 232 with two homers. And the pitch is a breaking ball that is in there for a called strike. Unruh's hit safely in his last four games. Next pitch, breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit. And here's a little tapper to short, charged and scooped by Neto, and he slings it to first for the final out of the inning. Neto has a nice arm. Rainier's do not score at the top of the second. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tecoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. No score between the Red Ears and the Bees. David Fletcher, Jack Lopez, and Orlando Martinez, the three scheduled hitters for Salt Lake this inning. Darren McCacken on the mound for the Red Ears. He retired three of the four batters he faced in the first inning, threw only 12 pitches. And here's his first pitch to David Fletcher, leading off the second, and it's inside for a ball, 1-0. McCacken's strikeout of Jared Walsh to end the first inning was the 400th of his career in a Tacoma uniform. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul, 1-1. And that makes him the fourth pitcher in Tacoma baseball history dating back to 1960 to reach 400 strikeouts. And he's just three away from tying number three on the all-time list, Brian Sweeney. 2-0 pitch is a check swing, and holding up in time was Fletcher. 3-0. Brian Sweeney, now a major league pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals. This pitch now is outside, ball three. 3-1 the count to Fletcher. 3-1 is a fastball called a strike. Full count now, 3-2. McCackett's payoff pitch is swung on and fouled away into the seats behind home plate. Still 3-2. Now McCackett again with the 3-2 pitch. And it's bounced up the middle, and that's going to be fielded behind second by Unroe, but he has no play. And Bliss made some contact with Unroe, and he's kind of hobbling. And the leadoff man is on here in the second inning for Salt Lake. Fletcher with an infield hit. And now the Red Ears are concerned about Ryan Bliss, who stumbled on Unroe behind the second base bag as both the second baseman and the shortstop were converging on that ground ball behind second. And Bliss tried to jog it off, running around in the outfield, but hobbling. And now the Red Ears trainer, Eric Quinney, is checking on him. They're walking together in the shallow left field area on the outfield grass. Ears really don't want to lose Bliss. Obviously, he's been a hot hitter recently, and speed's a big part of his game, too, so it's definitely concerning when he's got a foot or a leg issue. He is going to stay in the game for now. Right here's manager John Russell standing in front of the dugout on the third base side. Bliss says he's going to stay in, so we'll monitor the situation. Hopefully he's all right. He is due to lead off the next inning, the third for Tacoma. Jack Lopez now the batter with a runner at first, and no one out in the bottom of the second inning. McCacken said, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. First pitch slider, 0-1 the count. Now McCacken with his next pitch, and it's fouled away. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2. McCacken trying to put him away. Turning a throw to first. And Fletcher's back in. Fletcher likes to run every now and then. Now the pitch is lined into the gap in right center field. Angle in pursuit, but he's not going to reach this one. It goes all the way to the fence. Fletcher's being waved around third. He's headed home. Heading to third base is the batter, Lopez, and he is safe at third base. It's a triple and an RBI for Jack Lopez. Tanarowicz can't believe that they called him safe at third. He thought he had put a tag on Lopez, and now John Russell's out to argue with the umpire, Matt Winter, who had the call with the three-man crew. It was the home plate umpire who ran out to third base and had the call there. And Russell talking to Winter about it now. And really, I think, just wanted to get Tanarowicz out of the umpire's ear, make sure he doesn't get tossed. As the argument ends, and the bees are on the board as Lopez hits an RBI triple to right center, his sixth triple of the season. infield in with no one out, and Orlando Martinez at the plate, and the pitch is grounded fair down the first baseline. That's going to be a base hit. Scoring from third is Lopez. Martinez comes to second and stops there with a double, and it is 2-0 Salt Lake. Ground ball that went right down the first baseline, and with the first baseman Hummel drawn in, he had no chance to make a play on it. Three straight hits open the bottom of the second inning for Salt Lake. Now the hitter will be Zach Humphreys, the number 8 man in the lineup, the catcher hitting 256 with two homers in 50 games. And a bunt attempt back towards the mound. McCackett picks it up and he'll throw to first for the out. The runner moves up. Martinez takes third, so it'll go as a sacrifice bunt for Humphreys. Runner at third, one out for Jared Oliva. Rainiers will have the infield in again. Here's the pitch from McCacken to Oliva, and it is taken for a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Oliva hitting .234 with seven homers. Three of his seven homers have come against the Rainiers. 0-1 pitch is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Well, Salt Lake has scored first, but we know that there are probably going to be quite a few runs scored in tonight's contest when it's all said and done, as that is the way games are normally played here in Salt Lake City. The 1-1 pitch is through the catcher's legs to the backstop, and trying to score from third and sliding in is the runner Martinez, and it is 3-0. Kacken threw a slider that skipped right past Torrens. That's a wild pitch to bring in the third run of the inning. And the count's now 2-1 on Oliva. McCacken into his motion of the pitch is taken inside, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And there's ball four, McCackett's first walk issue to the night. He looked really sharp in the first, but here in the second, not so much. Zach Netto will now be the batter. He flied out to center field, shallow center in the first. He's 0-1. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. One oh pitch. Inside and high, two balls, no strikes. A whole bunch of relievers just started walking down to the Rainiers bullpen, which had previously been vacant down the third baseline. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one delivery is popped up foul, and on the third base side, that's going to get out of play. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count. Runner at first. One out of the second. Three runs are in. And McCacken now with his pitch. And it is a called strike three. And down goes Neto. And there is the second out of the inning. So McCacken with strikeout number two on the game. And now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. McCacken's last start was against Sugar Land on Saturday, and he allowed only one run in 4 2/3 innings, but it was not easy for him that day. He walked four, which is unlike him, and was in a lot of trouble in various innings, but was able to escape. Now here's a liner to left by Stefanik, and it's caught by Kalnick for the final out at the bottom of the second inning. So that does it for the Bees here, but three runs score on three hits. There were no Tacoma errors, and one runner was left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, it's 3-0. Salt Lake leads Tacoma as we head now to the third inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. The Rainiers with the top of the order coming up. Ryan Bliss was a little shaken up in the field in the bottom of the second inning, but he is indeed going to lead things off here in the third. So Bliss stands in. He's 0-for-1 today, and he swings at the first pitch, hits it in the air down the right field line. Over is Martinez to make the catch. And Bliss did run that out, and he looks all right moving, so that's good to see. But he has flied out, and one man is gone in the third, and now Jared Kalnick will be the batter. Kalnick struck out swinging in the first. Left versus left with Kalish on the hill, and the breaking ball is in there for a strike, 0-1. One pitch swung on and bounced towards second. Fielded by Fletcher, and he throws out Kalnick at first, and two men are gone. And Kalish has retired five straight batters, and now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. DeLoach walked his first time up today. Crowd here in Salt Lake has continued to grow over the early innings. Late arriving crowd on fireworks night. Here's a liner into center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. So DeLoach swinging at the first pitch, singles to center. And there's the Red Ears' third hit of the night. And DeLoach has reached base twice in this game. Cooper Hummel now the hitter. He had a base hit in the first inning. And the pitch to Hummel is a breaking ball outside, 1-1. Now the pitch in there for a strike. Hummel has asked for a challenge, our first challenge of the night. He thought this pitch was inside, I guess, so we'll see what the computer has to say. And the computer says that was a strike. So the Red Ears lose a challenge, 0 for 1 today. Runner at first, two outs. 1-1 pitch coming to Hummel from Kalish. And it's swung on and fouled off on the first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Two pitch coming. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Hummel has struck out. They'll have to throw down to first for the putout, and they do. And the inning is over. Second strikeout for Kalish. Red Ears still without a run in this one. They had a hit in the third. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here. Guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Salt Lake leading the Red Ears 3-0. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Smith's Ballpark. Kevin Padlow, Jared Walsh, and David Fletcher to hit this inning against Aaron McCacken. Padlow getting ready to bat now. He singled his first time up, 1-for-1. McCacken looking to bounce back from last inning when three runs scored. His first pitch to Padlow is fouled away, out of play. There's strike one. Now McCacken into his motion. Here's his 0-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, 1-1. Red Ears are going to go with left-handed pitchers for the last two games of this series, with Kyle Hart making the start tomorrow night and Tommy Malone in the day game on Sunday. O-2 pitch to Padlow. Fastball just misses for a ball, 1-2. Bees have Robinson Pena listed to start tomorrow and Carson Fulmer on Sunday. Both righties. As Padlow fouls one back. Still 1-2. McCacken trying to put him away. The 1-2 pitch. swinging a miss, strike three, got him with a change, and there's the third strikeout of the night for McCacken. And now Jared Walsh will be the batter. Walsh struck out swinging in the first. He's 0 for 1. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Now a swing and a foul out of play. 1-1. Right here's entered play today, one game out of first. First place Round Rock is at El Paso. So now the 1-1 pitch to Walsh is high and away, 2-1. Rainiers know that they finished this season with 6 home games against Round Rock. But there are other teams in the mix as well. Vegas is tied with Tacoma, and Reno's only 1 game back of the Rainiers and 2 games behind Round Rock, because here's a foul tip by Walsh for strike 2. It's a 4-team race with 15 to play. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Full count 3-2 to Walsh. Payoff pitch coming from McCacken. Swung on, bounced up the middle, ranging right field. It is Unroh, and his throw to first is in time for the out. And 2 men are gone. Nice play. Riley Unroh ranging up the middle, fielding that ball, recognizing that he didn't have to rush. He was going to have to throw against his momentum while he was moving away from first base, but he still had a moment to collect himself before spinning and throwing to first, and still had time to get Jared Walsh, who's not a speedy runner. Good play by Unroh, 2 down. And now David Fletcher is the batter. He reached on an infield single in the second inning. And he swings at the first pitch and pops it up to shallow left. Back is Bliss, in is Keldick, and Bliss makes the catch in front of Keldick for the final out of the inning. And McCacken bounces back nicely with a 3-up, 3 down, bottom of the third, quickly retiring the side. We go to the fourth. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Three nothing, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We go to the fourth. Taylor Trammell, Adam Engel, and Robbie Tenerowitz will be the batter. Right here's a hit, 1 single in each of the first 3 innings against Jake Kalish. Trammell stands in to lead things off, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off his right foot. There's strike one. And Trammell's going to take a moment and walk that one off. We'll get caught up on what happened around the league yesterday. Round Rock remained in first by outslugging El Paso 11-10. They trailed 8-7 going to the ninth, and Round Rock scored four runs in the top of the ninth. Elier Hernandez had the go-ahead RBI single with two outs. And then Blaine Krim followed up with a two-run single to give them insurance runs, but they ended up needing because El Paso's Taylor Colway hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to make it a one-run game. Next pitch to Trammell is outside. Round Rock's Justin Foscue last night was 4-for-5 with two doubles, two homers, and five runs batted in. He had 12 total bases. Next pitch is waved at and missed, a slow breaking ball, and Trammell's behind in the count, 1-2. Round Rock 36-24 in the second half. Next pitch, the same breaking ball. Trammell lays off of it. 2-2. Kalish is ready. 2-2 pitch. Fastball called, strike three. Trammell asks for a challenge, and we'll see what the automated ball strike system has to say. So everyone waiting for the appearance of the ABS system on the scoreboard, and that was a strike. It caught the bottom of the zone, so Trammell strikes out. Strikeout number three for Kalish, and the Red Ears are 0-for-2 on challenges here in the fourth inning. Just one left. Here's Adam Engel. He singled his first time up. Kalish's pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Vegas remained tied with Tacoma in second place last night by beating Sacramento 9-3. Sacramento actually led that game 3-1 going to the bottom of the fifth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark, and then the Aviators scored eight unanswered runs. Next pitch is up and in to Engel. Greg Dykeman led the way for Vegas yesterday. He had three hits, including a double and a homer. He drove in a couple. Tyler Wade had three hits. Darryl Hernandez scored three runs. 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball. And Vegas got 4 1/3 innings of scoreless relief from Trey Shupak, who ended up earning the win. 2-1 pitch line down the left field line. Fair going into the corner. That's going to be extra bases for Engel. Lopez, the left fielder, picks up the ball. Engel stops at second with a double. He's 2-for-2 today. And that's the first extra base hit of the night for the Red Ears. A one-out double at the top of the fourth inning for Adam Engel. Is the 11th double of the year for the Red Ears. And now Robbie Tanerowicz will be the batter. Tanerowicz fly to right field earlier. He's 0-for-1. And he pulls one left side, scooped up by Stefanik in third, who freezes the runner and throws to first and gets Tanerowicz for the second out of the inning. And now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Reno remained two games out of first by beating Albuquerque last night 8-5 at Isotopes Park. The Aces had 16 hits. Jake McCarthy was 4-for-5 with a homer and three runs scored in the leadoff spot. And former right here in Mariner Kyle Lewis hit three doubles and drove in two runs for Reno yesterday. Pickoff play to second. Engel's back in. Everyone fighting for the right to play Oklahoma City in the PCL Championship Series. Oklahoma City won the first half title. They get to host the Championship Series, best of three, final week of September. And Oklahoma City beat Sugar Land 6-2 last night. Their second baseman, Yorbit Vivas, hit for the cycle. Single, double, triple, and a homer in the same game, 4-for-5. Now a foul by Torrens. Yorbit Vivas. We'll see him and the Dodgers next week. They had a pitcher yesterday. Kyle Hurt went 5 shutout innings of one-hit ball. One to Torrens, down low for a ball. Thought we were going to see a rehabbing Walker Buehler, who did make one rehab start for Oklahoma City this week, but they announced today he's just going to shut it down and come back tomorrow. He's coming back from Tommy, or come back next year, pardon me, as there's a foul out of play. Buehler coming back from Tommy John surgery, and the Dodgers decided not to push it with his return. And so they are going to have him rest in the offseason and continue his rehab work and be fresh in spring training. Next pitch to Torrens is taken up high for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, runner at second, two down in the top of the fourth. Kalish's pitch to Torrens is a check swing, and he went, says the first base umpire out of Peel. That is strike three, and Torrens has struck out, and that ends the top of the fourth inning. Rainiers do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The Provac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team Provac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, it's 3-0. Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Rainiers with Darren McCacken on the mound. He has set down 5 straight batters since the 3 runs scored in the second. Jack Lopez was a big part of that rally in the second inning. He had an RBI triple, and he leads things off. Right-hand batter. McCacken into his motion. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Swing and a fly towards right. Going back on the ball is Deloach at the track. He reaches up and makes the catch. And there is the first out at the bottom of the fourth. Jack Lopez gave it a ride to right field, but Zach Deloach hauls it in. One down for Orlando Martinez. And the pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0. Now a swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. 1-1 to Orlando Martinez. Now a swing and a grounder right to the second baseman. Unroh fields it and throws to Hummel at first for the out. And two men are gone, and that is seven straight batters retired by Darren McCacken. Zach Humphreys had a sacrifice bunt earlier. Right-hand hitter. And McCacken's pitch is taken outside for a ball. Now a swing and a grounder to third. Tenorowicz has it come right to him. Easy toss to first for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Darren McCacken rolling all of a sudden has retired eight in a row. Back to back, quick and easy, three up, three down innings. We go to the fifth. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
On we go to the fifth inning. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing. Riley Unroh, Ryan Bliss, and Jared Kelnick to bat this inning for the Red Ears, who have four hits in four innings against Kalish. And you want to talk about scattering hits. Kalish has allowed one hit in each inning. Red Ears need to try to bunch some together. Riley Unroh to start things off. He grounded out his first time up, 0 for 1 today. Switch hitter bats right-handed against the lefty. Kalish throws a fastball in there for a called strike. 0-1. Mariners lost today in Tampa 7-4. They had the lead at the stretch. They were ahead 4-2 in the middle of the seventh. So here's a swing and a ball hit to the left side, backhanded by Neto, and he throws out Unroh at first base. One away in the fifth, and now Ryan Bliss will bat. Tampa hit a couple of two-run homers at the bottom of the seventh inning. Randy Arozarena with the tie-breaking two-run shot that put the Rays up 6-4, and they tacked on another run with another homer in the eighth, and that series is now even, one game apiece. It's a four-game series that continues tomorrow in Florida. Pitch to Ryan Bliss is taken on the outside corner for a strike. If the playoffs started tomorrow, and they don't, by the way, but if they did, the Mariners would play Tampa in the playoffs in the first round. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. check swing on a pitch outside, and Bliss held up in time. 2-1 now. Kalish's pitch swung on, bounced over the mound, and fielded by the second baseman Fletcher. His throw to first, not in time. Bliss legs it out for an infield single, and he is aboard. That extends his hitting streak to 8 straight games, and he has reached base in 10 consecutive contests. Right here's get a man on with one out for Jared Keldick. Well, Bliss stole 2 bases in last night's game, his 49th and 50th steals of the year. Kalish's pitch to Kelnick is taken for a strike. And Bliss has those 50 stolen bases accumulated while playing for 3 different teams, the Tacoma Rainiers, the Reno Aces, and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. That's what they're called. I don't know. Here's a swing and a bouncer, third base side. Foul. Right off the end of the bat, a foul up the line. 0-2 the count to Kelvin. Some people were sitting in a conference room in Amarillo, Texas, and they settled on their team name of Sod Poodles. They're like, yep, let's go with Sod Poodles. All right. Time called by Kelnick. He steps out of the batter's box. O-2 pitch, swung on, chopped up the middle towards short, fielded by Neto. He touches second for one, throws to first. Would have been in time, except Walsh couldn't handle the throw, and Keldick is safe at first base. Neto crossed from his shortstop position to the other side of the second base bag, and he displayed some fancy footwork to get back and touch the base and then throw to first, and his throw was in the dirt, but Walsh had a chance to scoop it for the double play, and it bounced out of his mitt. So Keldick reaches on a fielder's choice. Bliss forced out at second by the shortstop. Now Deloach hits with 2 outs. And there's a slow curveball that drops in there for a strike, going 1 the count. One pitch up high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. One pitch is pulled down the right field line towards the corner. It's deep and it is off the fence. Coming to third is Keldick. And he is coming around third and headed home. The throw went to second, but they relay it to the plate, and he is tagged out for the final out of the inning. Third base coach Eric Ferris saw the throw from the right fielder Martinez coming into second, so he thought that meant that Keldick would be able to score, and Keldick never stopped coming around third. He was waved by Ferris, but the shortstop Neto was on the bag at second. He received the throw and then fired it into the catcher Humphreys, who had time to put the tag on Keldick. So it's a double for Zach Deloach, but Keldick is thrown out at home 9-6-2, and that is the final out at the top of the fifth inning. The Red Ears do not score. They had 2 hits and they leave one runner stranded on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
Keep your machine lean and clean this summer while doing all the things you love to do in the Tacoma Power service area. Whether you live, work, or play in the many communities who use Tacoma Power, our electricity and publicly available chargers is from clean, renewable hydroelectric power.
Want to know more about all the ways we support electric vehicles in our community? Visit mytpu.org/EVS.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch of the inning to Oliva is laced up the middle to the left of second base and into left center. And Oliva, with some hustle, stretches it into a double. So a leadoff double for Jared Oliva on the first pitch of the bottom of the fifth inning. And Salt Lake, who leads this game 3-0, has a man in scoring position with no one out. That ended a string of eight straight batters retired by Darren McCacken. And now Zach Netto will be the hitter. Netto made the strong throw home to get Kelnick in the top of this inning for the final out. He's 0-2 at the plate of this game. He shows bunt, bunts it third base side. McCacken picks it up, throws to third. Todorovic puts the tag on Oliva. And there's the first out of the inning. McCacken never thought about throwing to first. He wanted the lead runner all the way, and he wheeled it through to third, and his throw came in on one hop, and Todorovic had to pick it and then apply the tag. Nicely done by Todorovic at third. And Netto reaches on a fielder's choice. Oliva out 1-5 at third base. Now Michael Stefanik is the batter. And McCacken with the pitch, and it swung on and grounded foul first base side. I really wanted Stefanik to ground into a double play right there. It would have been a three-pitch inning if that had happened. Very unexpectedly. Oh, well. 0-1 the count. Pickoff move to first. Netto back in. Stefanik's lined out twice, once softly to the second baseman and then the second time more sharply to the left fielder. 0-1 pitch is swung on, grounded to short. Backhand attempt by Bliss, and he ends up throwing to first too late as he couldn't field it cleanly. He juggled it at first, and that ended any chance of getting the force out at second. He tried to make the long throw to first against Stefanik, who's not a fast runner, but his throw was not in time. We'll see how they score that. That's a tough one. So two on with one out for Kevin Padlo. If Bliss fielded it cleanly on the first try, they would have gotten an out somewhere. Probably at second. Pitch to Padlo is in there for a strike. Padlo's challenging. First challenge by a Bees player today. And he wins the challenge. The pitch was inside. So 1-0 the count to Padlo. Two on, one out. Next pitch coming. Yeah. And McCacken's pitch is taken for a strike. They have awarded Stefanik with an infield single on that previous play. So that's hit number six for the Bees tonight. One-one to Padlo, grounded towards second. This might be two. Riley Unruh has it, goes to Bliss for one. That's all they'll get, as he had trouble making the transition from his glove to his hand to relay it to first, and so just the one out recorded at second. Stefanik forced out. Neto now at third, Padlo at first with two down. And Jared Walsh will be the batter. Walsh, left-hand hitter with a lot of power. Here's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Walsh is 0-2 today. Hummel steps out in front of the plate to flash some defensive signals to his infielders. Now the 1-0, swung on, hit high in the air to center. This is deep. Engel is back at the track, at the fence, but it is gone. A three-run home run for Jared Walsh, who has homered in three consecutive games against the Red Ears here this week. And the Bees now lead it 6-0. Rainiers had opportunities to get out of this inning. A couple of plays on defense were not made. And it comes back to Hano. 6-0, Salt Lake. Here's Fletcher. He's 1-2 with an infield single. And the pitch from McCacken is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a little one hopper to short. Bliss fields it, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. But three more runs for the Bees on three hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the sixth inning in Salt Lake, 6-0.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells at the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
All Well, we go to the sixth inning, and it is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma nothing. The Red Deers with Cooper Hummel leading off, and the pitch from Kalish is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Bees are starting bullpen activity. Very first pitch of the inning. Hummel asks for a challenge, and if he's wrong here, the Red Deers are done with challenges for the night. And it did indeed catch the upper outside edge of the strike zone, and the Red Deers go 0-3 on challenges tonight. Hummel himself went 0-2. Now the 0-1 pitch from Kalish is on its way, and it is taken up high. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 is on its way. And it's yanked towards third, and it eats up the third baseman, Stefanik, and rolls into left, and Hummel will be safe at first base to get things started for the Red Deers here in the sixth inning. A rocket that Stefanik couldn't flag down at the hot corner. It's the first time, no, the second time in this game the Red Deers have gotten the leadoff man on base in an inning. And they're going to give Hummel a hit. So he has his second hit today. And now Taylor Trammell is the batter. And the pitch to Trammell misses, and it rolls away from Humphreys, and Hummel will take second base. So Hummel now at second with no one out. Trammell's been quiet tonight, 0-2. Now the pitch is a breaking ball inside. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch, grounded foul first base side, and the count goes to 2-1. On deck is Adam Engel, who has a couple of hits today. The reliever in the Salt Lake bullpen warming up is Eric Torres. 2-1 pitch, high ball 3. Right here's a team in need of base runners. You're not out of it, down 6-0 in Salt Lake City going to the sixth inning. But the Rainiers need to get started. 3-1 pitch is lined towards left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Hummel comes to third, and they'll stop him there. Trammell with the single, and the Rainiers have runners at the corners. Hummel stayed close to the bag. He wanted to be sure that ball wasn't caught, and only able to advance one base. Here comes Keith Johnson out of the dugout. He's going to make the call to the bullpen and bring in Torres here with two on and no one out in the sixth inning. As Kalish, I'm sure, has superseded manager Keith Johnson's expectations today, carrying a shutout into the sixth inning. Red Deers, though, threatening. Runners at first and third with no one out. Engel coming to the plate. And our score is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. Red Ears trailing 6-0, but threatening. Tacoma has Cooper Hummel at third base and Taylor Trammell at first. No one out. Adam Engel at the plate. The new pitcher for Salt Lake is Eric Torres in his 22nd appearance. 1-2 with a 10.08 ERA. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Torres was pitching very well with the Angels' Double-A team. Got moved up to Triple-A, and he's been wild for the Bees with 32 walks in 25 innings. 1-0 to Engel. Called a strike, 1-1. Jake Kalish went 5-plus innings, allowed 8 hits, no runs, but he's responsible for the men on base right now. He walked only 1, struck out 4. 1-1 to Engel. Fastball called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2, and Engel groans. He thought that pitch was up and away, but the Rainiers are out of challenges, so nothing he could do about it. 1-2 pitch. Called strike 3 right down the middle, and Engel thought that was down low, and he's hot. He's talking to the plate umpire, and he's been tossed. Adam Engel's been ejected by home plate umpire Matt Winter, and now he wants to have a few more words with the man behind home plate. So Engel gets ejected, and this is what we've been missing with the robot umpire this year, the automated ball strike system, because there's no arguing with the computer, but even when the challenges are in place, there's no arguing because you can ask for a challenge, but the Rainiers ran out of challenges so early in this game today that Engel argues and gets tossed by the home plate umpire. And now John Russell is talking to Matt Winter, and it's possible that John Russell would also like the rest of this game off. And now he's getting a little demonstrative with the man in blue. And Russell doing a lot of pointing and jawing at the ump. And Russell may be short. Oh, there he goes. Russell's been tossed. And so Engel has been ejected. John Russell's been tossed. I guess next man up is the Rainiers hitting coach Brad Marcelino, because now he has come out of the dugout. And he is giving some space, standing next to the Rainiers' next hitter, Todorovich, while Russell is still jawing at the plate umpire, Matt Winter, who just got himself a double ejection. And now Russell is done. He's headed into the dugout, and Marcelino kind of guides him in there. The Rainiers are now out a center fielder and a manager. And they remain trailing 6-0. Robbie Todorovich will be the next hitter. But the umpires wait for the Rainiers dugout to be cleared of Engel and Russell. Well, I guess now the umpires have decided that play can resume, and Todorovich will bat. And the first pitch to Todorovich is inside, and it hits him. And he's going to head down to first base, and that loads the bases. Trammell takes second. Hummel still at third. Tenero, it's plunked by the pitch, and now Luis Torrens comes to the plate. Torrens is 0 for 2 today, robbed of a hit in the second inning on a diving stop by the third baseman. And the pitch from Torres misses down low, ball one. Right here's with a great opportunity to make some headway towards getting back in this game right here. Bases loaded, one out. Pitch to Torrens, poured in there for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch, fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. So, Torrens calls time and steps out for a moment. Right here's have Riley Unruh on deck. Torrens has not gotten a big hit yet. It's just his fourth game with the Red Ears this year. This would be a nice time for it. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And that's the second out of the inning. Now Riley Unruh will be the batter. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now this one is taken for a strike on the outside edge, 1-1. 6-0 Salt Lake in the sixth inning. The Red Ears with the bases loaded and two outs. They had a runner at third with no one out. Now the pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Unruh ahead of the count, 2-1. And this one is outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. There's ball four, and that'll force in a run. Hummel scores, Trammell takes third, Tenarowicz to second, and the Red Ears are on the board. Riley Unruh draws the bases loaded walk. And now Ryan Bliss will come to the plate. Bliss, 1-for-3 with an infield single. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field. Pretty deep. Back is Oliva, but he's going to have room. And he makes the catch shy of the warning track. And the inning is over. The Red Ears get one run. Felt like a chance to get more than that, but have to settle for one. One run on two hits. There were no errors, two ejections, and three left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked,
but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Salt Lake leads Tacoma 6-1. New outfield for the Red Deers since center fielder Adam Engel was ejected at the top of this inning. Zach Deloach, who was playing right field, has moved over to Engel's spot in center. As Jack Lopez leads off and takes a strike from McCacken. Jared Keldick moves from left field to right field, and entering the game in Engel's spot in the lineup is Isaiah Gilliam. He's in left field. Now the pitch to Lopez is low for a ball, so it's Gilliam in left, Deloach in center, and Kelnick in right field now. One pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate, 1-2. McCacken is still under 70 pitches for this game, 69 right now, so he has the ability to pitch a bit longer in this game despite having allowed 6 runs. One-two pitch on its way to Lopez. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Down he goes. Got him with a slider, and McCacken has his 4th strikeout of the night. One down to the bottom of the 6th. And now Orlando Martinez is the hitter. McCacken just tied Brian Sweeney for 3rd on the all-time Tacoma strikeout list. 403. First pitch to Martinez is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a grounder foul, first base side. Ron Herbel, the all-time leader, 443 strikeouts for the Tacoma Giants in the 1960s, and McCacken now exactly 40 behind him. He can't get there this year, as he is likely to have just 2 more starts this season. Oh, 2 pitch on its way to Martinez. And it's up and away, 1-2. And if you're thinking, well, what about the playoffs? Playoff stats don't count for the, they're in a different category. 1-2 pitch now. And it's inside for a ball, 2-2. So if McCacken comes back next year to the Red Deers, which could happen, I'll explain how. Then I would think that he will easily become Tacoma's all-time strikeout leader. But it's not for certain that he'll come back next year. Here's a grounder to the right side that's fielded by Unroll. It'll toss to first in time for the out, and 2 men are gone in the 6th. And now Zach Humphries is the batter. Right now, McCacken is on the Mariners 40-man roster. And in the offseason, the Mariners, like many teams, they make a lot of changes to the 40-man roster. And some players come off it. Others are placed on it. As here's a bouncer towards third. This is scooped up by Tanerowicz, and he throws offline to first base, and Humphries is safe. So the inning continues, and now Jared Oliva will be the batter. This one should have been an out. Throw pulled Hummel off the base. Jared Oliva now the batter. And McCacken with the throw to first. Back in is Humphreys. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. So if McCacken survives the offseason with his 40-man roster spot, that he could end up getting optioned to Tacoma next year and be back with the Rainiers for another campaign. So here's the ball hit up the middle, backhanded by Unroh. Throw to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over. They gave Humphreys a hit on that previous play that was very generous scoring, and then it doesn't matter in the end as Oliva grounds out to Unroh, wrapping up the sixth inning. Rainiers hold Salt Lake to nothing here at the bottom of the sixth. They had a hit, and they leave a runner on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Six to one, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We head to the seventh inning of play. Kelnick, Deloach, and Hummel to bat this inning against the left-hander Eric Torres. Kelnick stands in. He's 0 for 3 in this game, and he takes the first pitch for a ball. He's facing nothing but left-handed pitching today. Three at-bats against the starter, Jake Kalish, and now facing Eric Torres, who throws quite a bit harder than Kalish. And this next pitch is a fastball outside. Two balls, no strikes. Kalish, the starter, a finesse pitcher. Torres, more of a lefty who lets it fly and throws a lot of sliders, too, as here's a swing and a bouncer foul first base side. Two and one. Next pitch called a strike. So 2-2 the count to Kelnick. And now a swing and a fly hit towards right center. Over is Oliva, and he's there to receive it. And one man is out in the seventh. Kelnick flies out. Oliva had a really nice read on that and ended up just kind of coasting over and making the play. We haven't seen him play a whole lot against the Rainiers this year, but the word is he's a very good defensive outfielder. And one man gone to the seventh. Now Zach Deloach is the batter. And the pitch to Deloach misses for a ball, 1-0. Deloach 2 for 2 with a single, a double, and a walk. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Now here's one up and in for a ball. 2-1. Now this one is outside for a ball. Torres is 3-1. Called a strike. Full count now, 3-2. Payoff, swing, and a miss. Strike three, and Deloach is retired for the first time today. Torres gets the strikeout. Two away for Cooper Hummel. And there's a breaking ball in for a strike. Now here's one outside. One ball, one strike to Hummel. Torres with an off-speed pitch inside. And that's being challenged by Humphreys, the catcher. So we'll go to the automated system, which says that that pitch was indeed outside, but not by much. Salt Lake loses its first challenge. So Hummel's ahead of the count, 2-1. Bees are warming up a right-hander in the pen. Now a swing and a miss, strike two to Hummel. Two pitch inside, ball three. Hummel steps back in. 3-2 pitch coming. Outside, ball four, and Hummel draws a two-out walk, so he'll head down to first base. Taylor Trammell now the batter. Trammell, 1-for-3 with a single today. And he swings at the first pitch, and it's a fly towards left center. Into the alley is Oliva, and so is the left fielder Lopez, who makes the catch. And the inning is over. Red Ears do not score at the top of the seventh. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. It's the seventh inning stretch. It's Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2222.
2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Salt Lake City. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1. Darren McCacken's thrown 78 pitches through 6 innings, and he stays in the game to face the top of the order. And Zach Neto, Michael Stefanik, and Kevin Padlo will bat this inning. Neto's 0 for 3 today with a run scored. Jacket with the pitch, and it is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. There's strike one. Well, the Red Deers only one game out of first place, but things not looking good in this one so far for the Red Deers. Let's do some scoreboard watching. 0-1 pitch first from McCacken to Neto. And it is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. First place Round Rock trailing El Paso 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning in El Paso. Maybe the Chihuahuas can help out the Red Deers. McCacken's 0-2 pitch to Neto is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him, and that is his fifth strikeout of the night. Second time he has fanned Zach Neto. And that gives McCacken sole possession of third on the Tacoma all-time strikeout list. He just broke the tie with Brian Sweeney, who had the number three spot for 10 years, but he's now fourth. Pitch to Stefanik is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers are tied with Vegas in second place. Vegas is just underway. Sacramento has a run. Sacramento leads 1-0 in the top of the second inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. So there's one in for a strike now to Stefanik. And the Rainiers would like to see Reno lose. Albuquerque leads Reno 5-4. They're in the middle of the sixth inning at Isotopes Park. Reno one game behind the Rainiers. 1-1 pitch misses low. Two balls, one strike to Stefanik. And the pitch swung on and lined softly up the middle. Deflected by McCacken. Picked up by Pliss. His throw to first is not in time to get Stefanik, who reaches on an infield single. And McCacken reached out to catch that soft liner with his bare hand, and it hit his hand. He seems to be okay. With his second infield single of the game. Now the pitch to Padlo is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. McCacken with the 0-1 pitch on its way. And this is popped up foul behind first, and that's going to get out of play. 0-2 to Padlo. And the pitch is hit in the air to center field. Back on the ball is DeLoach, and he has room, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Ball did not carry very well. Two down. And Jared Walsh, who hit the three-run homer in the fifth inning that opened up the game, will now be the hitter. Atkins' pitch taken high for a ball. Walsh hit that three-run homer with two outs in the fifth right after McCacken thought he had gotten a double play grounder to get out of the inning, but the Red Ears did not turn the double play behind him, getting only one out on it. So here's a swing and a little blooper into shallow center. That's going to fall in front of DeLoach. Moving to second and stopping is Stefanik. Walsh with a single to center, and there are two on with two out for David Fletcher. Fletcher. One for three today with an infield single. Four of Salt Lake's 10 hits off McCacken tonight have been infield singles. Pitch to Fletcher, misses for a ball. 1-0. Now the pitch grounded to third. Tanerowicz fields it. He goes the short way to second for the force out, and the inning is over. Walsh forced out at second, and that does it for Salt Lake in the seventh. Well, McCacken certainly ate some innings tonight and spared the bullpen. He's probably done after seven innings. There were two hits this inning, no errors, two left. We go to the eighth. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Oh, we go to the eighth inning, and it is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1. Changes for the Bees. Zach Neto's rehab is done after seven innings today. He leaves the game. Jose Gomez replaces him, but Gomez is at second. Fletcher moved over to short. And here's the first pitch to Isaiah Gilliam, and it is taken inside for a ball. The new pitcher is Kelvin Caceres. Now the 1-0 pitch bounced foul, 1-1. This is Gilliam's first plate appearance of the game as he replaced Adam Engel, who was ejected in the sixth inning after getting called out on strikes. 1-1 pitch now to Gilliam, and it is taken inside for a ball. Two-one pitch to Gilliam. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Kelvin Caceres is in just his third AAA game after getting bumped up from the Angels AA team. He's allowed just one run in three innings. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Gilliam. And that's the first out here of the eighth. Now Robbie Tanerowicz will be the batter. Pitch to Tanerowicz is taken outside for a ball. Tanerowicz 0-for-2, and he's been hit by a pitch. This one is in there for a strike. One and one. Next offering, swung on, fouled away, 1-2. Checking out our Mariner Farm Report, the A-ball team in Modesto they're just unbeatable. They won their 16th in a row last night, shutting out Fresno, 8-0. Pitcher was Logan Evans, the Mariners' 12th round draft pick this year out of Pittsburgh, the University of Pittsburgh. He went five scoreless, and then three relievers finished off a shutout. Tanerowicz fouls one back. Colt Emerson, one of the Mariners' three first-round draft picks this year, is playing second base for Modesto. He was 3-for-4 with two doubles, a walk, and three runs scored yesterday. So the 1-2 to Tanerowicz is low. And their left fielder, R.J. Schreck, was 3-for-4 with two runs batted in. He was a ninth-round pick this year out of Vanderbilt. So that Modesto team, they've won 16 in a row and are now in first place going into the final weekend of the regular season in the California League. Next pitch misses to Tanerowicz, and the count is full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Caceres. Grounded up the middle, deflected off of Caceres' glove. It goes right to the second baseman, Gomez, who throws out Tanerowicz. And that is out number two. 1-4-3 on the play if you're keeping score. Two down for Luis Torrens. Torrens is 0-for-3 with a ground out and two strikeouts. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now a strike, 1-1. Also wanted to note the Everett Aqua Sox first baseman, Hogan Windisch, who homered last night in an 8-1 win over Eugene. Sitting 272 with 22 homers, 83 runs batted in. For the Aqua Sox, here's one outside to Torrens. Another name to know for the future. 2-1 pitch to Torrens, poured in there for a strike. 2-2. Two 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Here comes the payoff. Outside, ball four. So Torrens draws a walk. He heads down to first base with two outs. And now Riley Unroe is the batter. Right here's trailing 6-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Caceres with the Angels double-A team at a 5.61 ERA in 34 appearances. Here's a hot shot to the right side, and it's going to get through into right field. Torrens goes around second all the way to third, hustling into second and diving in there safely is Unroe. And the Red Ears have runners at second and third with two outs here in the eighth. Riley Unroe pulled it sharply past the first baseman Walsh, who was holding the runner on, so he was right there even with the bag. It was to his right, and the second baseman Gomez ranging into the hole couldn't get it, and Unroe really hustled to stretch that into a double. And the Red Ears have runners at second and third with two outs. And Ryan Bliss now the hitter. And the pitch from Caceres is taken outside for a ball. Bliss is 1-for-4 with an infield single tonight. Pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Pitch outside, ball three. Up and in, ball four. There were two outs and no one on, and now two walks sandwiched around a double, and the Red Ears have the bases loaded for Jared Kelnick. And if he were to get a hold of one here, the Red Ears are right back in it. Time called. The Salt Lake pitching coach, Darren Ebert, is going to the mound to talk to Kelvin Caceres. Kelnick has been very quiet in this one, 0-for-4. He did have to test his foot that he's coming back from the fractured left foot. Tried to score from first base on a double in the fifth inning. He was thrown out at home, but he had to go hard around the bases and looked like he was moving well to me. Conference on the mound breaks up. And Kelnick settles in at the plate. Torrens at third, Unroe at second, Bliss at first. The pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now Caceres is ready on the first base end of the rubber. The 1-0 swing and a miss at a slider. And the count's even, 1-1. Here's looking for a big hit here. 1-1 pitch coming. And it is a fastball called a strike, 1-2. Kelnick behind in the count. Now Caceres ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Inside. 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Oh, boy, Salt Lake's asking for a challenge. We'll see what happens here. We go to the automated ball strike system, and it says that the pitch was indeed inside. So Salt Lake loses the challenge, and the count is 2-2. Bees have a right-hander warming in the pen. Here comes the 2-2 to Kelnick. And it is swung on, grounded sharply right side, but scooped up by Gomez, the second baseman. And he throws out Kelnick at first. And that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. The Red Deers do not score. They had a hit, there were no errors, and three runners left on base. The Red Deers have left 13 on tonight. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Deers, Casey Sadler, takes over on the mound to face Jack Lopez. McCacken went 7 innings, allowed 10 hits, 6 runs all earned, walked 1, struck out 5, pitched much better than those numbers indicate. 4 of the 10 hits he allowed were infield singles. There were a couple of plays defensively that should have been outs and weren't, but they weren't scored errors, and they led to runs. Just an unfortunate day in the end for McCacken in terms of the fact that he gets charged with 6 runs. Lopez stands in. The pitch from Casey Sadler is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Want to know the count? And now a swing and a little blooper into shallow right, and no one's catching that. It drops in for a base hit. Lopez bloops one in for a single, and he's on. And now Orlando Martinez will be the batter. Martinez is 1-for-3 with a double and 2 ground outs. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Well, the Mariners lost their game today. We discussed that. In the AL West, the first place Astros are almost certainly also going to lose. They trail the Padres 11-2 in the eighth inning. As there's a fastball outside to Martinez, 2-0. So if that score holds, the Mariners will still be just a half a game out in the AL West. The Mariners currently hold the second wild card spot. Their lead over the third wild card spot got trimmed to 1 today because Toronto, who has the third wild card spot, won. Chopper to second, Unroe has it, goes to Bliss for 1, on to first, there's 2. The Red Deers turn the double play for the first time tonight. Unroe to Bliss to Hummel, and that erases the base runner, and 2 men are gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. Zach Humphries will now be the batter. Humphreys 1-for-2 with an infield single. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. One pitch, swing and a foul back, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Humphreys. Casey Sadler with a pitch, and it is inside for a ball. The Red Ears in the ninth, they're going to try to put together a big rally. They'll have Deloach, Hummel, and Trammell coming up. One-two pitch is outside, 2-2. Two-two pitch, fouled away. Wow, the Rangers are trailing Oakland at home in the eighth inning, 6-3. How they have fallen. They've lost 15 of their last 19 going into today. Completely fallen out of the playoff spots, although they entered play today only a half game out of the wild card, the last wild card, the Toronto spot. Next pitch. The Rainiers thought it was strike three, but the umpire called it a ball, and Tacoma's been out of challenges for a long time. Full count, 3-2 to Humphreys. Sadler into his motion, and his pitch is swung on and fouled off on the first base side out of play. Three, two coming again, and it's hit in the air off the end of the bat down the first baseline. Into foul ground goes Hummel, and he is unable to reach it. It lands down in the B's bullpen area, and Hummel banged into the railing down there lightly, but he went after it pretty hard. Just unable to get there, so... Still, three balls, two strikes to Zach Humphreys. And the pitch is inside, and it hit him, and Humphreys is in pain. It got him in the left elbow. And he is going to head down to first base, but the Bees are worried about their starting catcher, Zach Humphreys. Salt Lake's had some injuries hit the catching core. Their regular number one catcher, Chris Oakey, was placed on the injured list at the start of this series for something that had happened to him in the previous series that they had played. And they activated Molfetta, who is basically their bullpen catcher. And Molfetta actually started yesterday, giving Humphreys a day off. Humphreys back in there today, and he just got smoked on the left arm by that pitch, and he's being checked by the trainer now. And the Bees manager, KJ, is out there as well. Keith Johnson. As they're concerned about Humphreys. They're still checking on him. The next batter for the Bees will be Jared Oliva. They're still checking on Humphreys. Humphreys is going to stay in for now. We'll see if he's able to catch the ninth. He's at first base with two down, and Jared Oliva now the batter. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to right field. Lining it up is Kelnick, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Salt Lake does not score in the bottom of the eighth inning. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the ninth. The Raiders need a big rally in Salt Lake. 6, Tacoma 1.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. You can trust Innovation Refunds with your small business's ERC claim because of their SOC 2 Type 1 security compliance. Without this, how can you be sure a company can protect your information? It's not like here on the radio where all you need to be secure is a sensor button. My password to my bank account is Ty's cool password 1. Uh-oh. Luckily, Innovation Refunds is more reliable. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS to get started.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 1. New pitcher in for the Bees, Reyes Maranta, in from the bullpen. Third reliever they have used today replaces Kelvin Caceres, who went a scoreless inning, allowing one hit with two walks with one strikeout. Maranta is essentially Salt Lake's closer these days. 4-2 with five saves, a 3.31 ERA. This is not a safe situation with a five-run lead, but the Bees bring him in anyway to try to finish it off. The Red Ears with DeLoach to lead things off. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Maranta has a big fastball and can bring it in the upper 90s when he's really feeling good. Here's his 1-0 pitch to DeLoach, swinging and a foul back, and the count's even now, 1-1. Raiders have left 13 runners on base in this game. That's a lot. 1-1 on its way to DeLoach, and it is swung on and bounced foul third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Updating our PCL scores. First place Round Rock and El Paso tied 3-3 in the eighth inning in El Paso. 1-2 pitch coming to DeLoach. And it is high. And Vegas now trailing Sacramento 3-0 in the fourth, so that's good. And Albuquerque now leads Reno 7-4. Going to the eighth in Albuquerque. All of those games still up in the air. DeLoach lines one into right field. A base hit beyond the reach of the second baseman Gomez. And that's how the Red Ears ninth inning begins. Zach DeLoach with his third hit of the night. And he now has 134 hits this year. He's second in the league in hits. Been on base four times tonight. So here's Hummel, and he has two singles and a walk. And the pitch from Maranta is a fastball that misses for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes even, 1-1. One pitch, swung on, bounced foul, first base side, that's strike two. 6-1 in the ninth. Right here is looking to rally, need to string together some hits and walks, try to get something going here. One-two pitch, slashed foul by Hummel. Still a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 coming to Hummel, and it's a check swing, and he went. That's strike three, and that is the first out of the ninth inning. So one away for Trammell. Trammell's 1-for-4 with a single tonight. Here's the pitch from Murata, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Trammell steps out and goes for a little walk, using his timeout. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch coming. Low, two balls, one strike. Isaiah Gilliam is on deck. Tanerowicz would follow him. Now the 2-1 pitch is swung on, line towards right. On the move is Martinez, and he has to play it on a short hop. Going around second and heading to third is Deloach. Trammell is going to hustle into second base, and the Red Deers have runners at second and third with one out. A liner that looked like it might be playable for Martinez because it started carrying out towards him, but then it sunk down, and he tried to short hop it with a lunge, knocked it around a little bit, and took him a moment to pick up the ball, and Trammell took advantage by stretching his hit into a double. So the Red Deers have runners at second and third with one out for Isaiah Gilliam. Down by five, but at least the fact that it's a double keeps the double play out of order here. So now the pitch to Gilliam is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Gilliam in his second plate appearance. He struck out last inning against Caceres. Was supposed to have the full game off today, but Engel's ejection changed that. Next pitch is inside into the backstop, so breaking in and scoring is Deloach. Trammell takes third, and it is 6-2. A little wild pitch to bring in a run. And the count's even on Gilliam. Murata with the 1-1, and it is a breaking ball outside. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch, swung on and fouled back. That evens up the count, 2-2. reminder, tomorrow night's game will be at 5:35. Kyle Hart for the Red Ears. Robinson Pina for Salt Lake. That's Pacific time. So the next pitch, check swing. Did he go? No, says the third base umpire on appeal. Full count now to Gilliam. Rainiers will happily take a walk. They need base runners first and foremost. Need two more players to reach to bring the tying run to the plate. Three balls, two strikes to Gilliam, and the pitch is down and in, ball four. There's a base runner. So Gilliam heads down to first. Runners at the quarters with one out. 6-2, Salt Lake leads. And now here's Robbie Tenorowicz. Trip to the mound by the catcher, Humphreys, to talk to Moronta. And they're going to extend this conversation until the umpire comes and breaks it up. Tenorowicz up now. Torrens moves into the on-deck circle. Gilliam had 22 steals in AA, and if the opportunity is there, he may want to try to take second base here to eliminate the double play from a possibility. As the pitch to Tenorowicz is down low for a ball, 1-0. You can't risk running into an out, though. Gilliam has to be sure that he's going to make it if he tries to take second. 1-0 pitch coming from Maranta, and it is a breaking ball out. Oh, called a strike. 1-1 now. One pitch coming. Swing and a foul back. 1-2. One-two pitch coming from Maranta. Swung on and looped behind second. Back goes Gomez. He has time to get there, and he makes the catch for the second out. Right ears are down to their last out, and they still need one more base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. Luis Torrens. Now the batter. He's 0-3 with a walk. Two down to the ninth. The pitch is taken inside for a ball. Salt Lake scored three in the second, three in the fifth. They've led all game. Right here's one run in the sixth and one here in the ninth. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and chopped foul on the third base side, and the count goes to 1-1. If Torrens is able to extend the game here with a hit or a walk or anything, the Red Ears would have Riley Unruh at the plate representing the tying run. 1-1 pitch on its way, and it is slider outside. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Maranta's pitch to Torrens is swung on and fouled out of play. Counts even now, 2-2. Right ears are down to their last strike. Fans making some noise here. Maranta's ready. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. That's the ball game. Salt Lake takes it 6-2, the final score. And the Red Ears have to hope that Round Rock and Reno and Las Vegas all lose tonight if the Red Ears are going to not lose some ground in the standings to any of those teams, as Salt Lake has taken three of the first four games of this series from Tacoma. And they were in command all night in this one. We'll recap it and look at the Major League and update the PCL scoreboards in the Red Ears postgame show coming up next.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Well, Salt Lake takes it by the final score of 6-2 today, as the Red Ears have now dropped 3 out of 4 here in this six-game series to the Salt Lake Bees. Salt Lake got on the board in the second inning against Darren McCacken. David Fletcher led off with an infield single. Jack Lopez hit a long triple to right center, bringing him in. Orlando Martinez followed with a solid double to right, scoring Lopez. A sacrifice bunt moved Martinez to third, and a wild pitch scored him 3 runs in the second. McCacken shook it off, retired 8 hitters in a row. We went to the fifth. It was still 3-0. And with one out and a runner at first base, Michael Stefanik reached on an infield single. And then Kevin Padlo hit what looked like was going to be an inning-ending double play, but second baseman Unroh fielded it, went to the shortstop Bliss for the turn, and Bliss had trouble getting the ball out of his glove, couldn't make the relay throw to first, no double play, and so the inning continued, and the next batter, Jared Walsh, launched a 3-run homer to center field. He's homered in 3 straight games against the Red Ears, and that made it 6-0 in the fifth inning. Red Ears got on the board finally in the sixth against Jake Kalish. Cooper Hummel led off with an infield hit. Taylor Trammell, after a wild pitch, Taylor Trammell singled, putting runners at the quarters. That was it for Kalish. In from the bullpen came Eric Torres. He got a strikeout, hit a batter to load the bases, got another strikeout, and then walked Riley Unroh to force in a run, making it 6-1. And then Torres got the final out of the inning, getting Bliss to fly out. Red Ears were still down 6-1 in the eighth, loaded the bases with 2 outs, and Jared Kelnick facing Kelvin Caceres, and Caceres got him to ground out to second base to end that inning. In the ninth, Zach Deloach led off with a single against Reyes Maranta, and Trammell doubled him to third with 1 out. A wild pitch scored Deloach. That made it 6-2. Gilliam then walked. The Red Ears had runners at first and third with 1 out. One more base runner would bring the tying run to the plate, but Maranta got the final 2 outs, and Salt Lake won it 6-2. Was the final score. Final totals for Salt Lake, 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Tacoma. Two runs, 11 hits, no errors. Left a whopping 15 on base. Winning pitcher is Jake Kalish. He is 8-10. McCack in the loss, 6-7. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 26 minutes. The attendance, 9,344. Salt Lake with the win is 62-73 on the year. The Red Ears fall to 72-64. Game 5 of the 6-game series is tomorrow night at 5:35 Pacific. Kyle Hart starts for the Red Ears against Robinson Pena for the Bees. We'll start up our pregame show at 5:25. Bees win at 6-2, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Bees beat the Red Ears 6-2. We'll check the Major League Baseball scoreboard now. Seattle losing in Tampa today 7-4. They led the game 4-2 going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Rene Pinto hit a two-run homer off George Kirby to tie it. Then they brought in the bullpen. Randy Arozarena ended up hitting the go-ahead two-run homer off of Isaiah Campbell, who took his first Major League loss, as the Mariners lose 7-4, the final score in Tampa. Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh hit solo homers for the M's, who have split the first two games of that four-game series. Seattle still a half game out in the AL West because they just finished up in Houston, and the Padres pasted the Astros 11-2, the final score there. So the Mariners just a half game out in the AL West. They hold the number 2 wild card spot, only one game ahead of number 3 wild card team, Toronto. The Blue Jays defeat Kansas City 5-4 as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had the go-ahead RBI double in the seventh. Bo Bichette came off the injured list, had 2 hits and 2 runs batted in. Former Rainier Mason McCoy optioned back to AAA when Bichette was activated today. So the Jays win. They're one game behind the M's. They have the final wild card spot. Texas is now 1.5 back, because they lost yet again, this time at home to Oakland. Ooh. The A's beat the Rangers today 6-3. Texas has lost 16 of the last 20 games. What a collapse by the Rangers, who were in first place by a healthy margin in the AL West. No longer. Other AL games, White Sox shut out Detroit 6-0 behind Mike Clevenger, 7 scoreless. And Baltimore blasted the Red Sox at Fenway 11-2. Adley Rutschman with a homer and 3 runs batted in. A couple interleague games. The Brewers defeat the Yankees 8-2. William Contreras with a go-ahead RBI single in the seventh, and then they started adding on. Jason Dominguez for the Yankees in his 4th homer in his first 7 big league games. He's only 20 years old. And the Twins beat the Mets 5-2. Royce Lewis with a 2-run double, and Carlos Correa a homer for the Twins. AL Finals, Arizona, a 1-0 winner over the Cubs. Day game at Wrigley. Zach Gallen with a complete game 3-hit shutout. He struck out 9. Corbin Carroll's RBI single, the only run of the game in the 8th inning. St. Louis walloped Cincinnati 9-4. Wilson Contreras with a 3-run homer in the top of the first inning, and they never trailed. Marlins hold off the Phillies 3-2. Jacob Stallings with a 2-run homer for the Fish. And Ronald Acuna hit another homer as the Braves beat the Pirates 8-2. Acuna has hit 7 homers in his last 11 games. Games in progress. They're playing again in D.C. after a long rain delay. Dodgers lead the Nationals 8-5. They're in the 8th inning. Cleveland Guardians hold a 3-1 lead over the Angels in Anaheim. That game is in the 6th. And the Rockies are shutting out the Giants in San Francisco 3-0 in the 5th inning there. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Salt Lake City. The Bees beat the Red Ears 6-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, the Bees beat the Red Ears 6-2, the final score today. The Red Ears had 11 hits and left 15 on base. They had 11 hits and drew 6 walks, so that's 17 base runners right there. And they left 15 of them on. And, that's not the recipe for success. The left on base part isn't. Getting the 17 base runners is, but not the 15 left on base. Bees take it 6-2. The final score. Red Ears entered play today. One game behind first place Round Rock. Round Rock and El Paso are tied 3-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning in El Paso. El Paso is batting, so the Red Ears need a Chihuahua rally. The Red Ears entered play today tied with Vegas one game out of first. Vegas is trailing Sacramento 6-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning in Las Vegas. Long way to go in that one. And Albuquerque leads Reno 9-5 in the eighth inning at Isotopes Park. And the Isotopes could help out the Red Ears and everyone else that we just mentioned by beating Reno, who's one game behind Tacoma and Vegas. Albuquerque 9, Reno 5 in the eighth. And a final, Sugar Land beat Oklahoma City 4-1 in Sugar Land. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow, 5:35, first pitch. Fireworks about to begin here in Salt Lake City, so we're going to shut off the broadcast. Kyle Hart starts for the Red Ears tomorrow against Robinson Pena. We'll begin our pregame show at 5:25 Pacific. Thanks a lot for tuning in. That'll do it. Once again, our final score tonight, Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 2. This is Mike Curto saying so long. Have a great rest of your night.